B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
This is
the MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. A little bit of a late start to MRL. We were just so excited about the holiday.
We were trick-or-treating.
Yeah. There you go.
Throughout the radio stations.
There's a big bowl of candy here.
Roy sent out an email to the staff and said, hey, stop by and grab some candy. So we'll have some visitors this morning. We'll put people on the radio throughout the morning that come by that work here.
That's what I'm hoping.
And they should
be dressed up in costume.
They should be. There's a big costume contest going on today at the radio station that we can't be part of because it's 9:15 this morning. And yeah. We'll be on the radio. But it's funny. Our big boss, Walter, who's grumpy.
He doesn't dress up, does he?
He's not even here.
Oh.
I think that's why the Halloween party's going down. Plug bell are in. Boss is gone.
So we get to play.
We get to play. Oh, man. Give us your day in 30 seconds. Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay.
I had an awful day.
Oh, no. Aww. What happened, bud?
DoorDash is what happened. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You and Lizzo. What's up?
I ordered dinner at 5:15. It didn't arrive till like almost like about 6:40. It was only supposed to take 30 minutes. And so I didn't want to hammer the guy about the timing. It was raining.
Yep.
5 o'clock traffic, yada, yada, yada. And then I sit down and to get me and Strong's food out. And it's not even our food.
It's
like avocado, eggs, and gravy. The worst food combination ever.
You got Loren's food.
Yeah.
To the point that I'm like, I don't even know what restaurant this is and why it even exists on a menu.
Wait, you didn't think to check the bag before they left?
I don't either.
No.
You don't?
No.
I always check.
The bag was filled with food. I brought it in. And even if I immediately realized it ran out, he'd been gone. I mean, it's not like I'd have been able to run after him.
Do you check the bag on the drive-thru? You probably do. Yeah,
do.
We've talked about this. You hold up the line.
I surely do. And I make sure there's ketchup in there. I make sure there's salt in there. Like any condiments that I'll need. Yeah.
For me, at the drive-thru, if I'm behind a car who's at the window, once that bag goes through, you got 6 seconds maximum to get out of there.
Listen, if you honk, I'm staying longer.
Do you actually open up the burger to check the burger for that they customized it? Because I know you probably get a customized.
Well, they typically like right on top. Yeah, I get like a plain cheeseburger just cheese.
Yeah.
You're a walk-in order.
Yeah. I know, I should be. I should be. But I've got a kid in the car.
I know.
But so
what'd you do?
So then Sterling and I get into this hangry argument of what do we do? I'm like, I don't know what to do. He's like, well, what do you want to eat? I was like, I wanted to eat what I wanted to eat. And he's like, well, it's not enough time to go get it, to go reorder it.
I know that.
I'm like, I don't know what. What do you want to do? Just go to McDonald's.
Like
McDonald's
is fast. 100.
It was the worst choice.
Yes.
Was it like quasi-healthy before?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was turkey. It was great. It was a healthy meal. And we ended up at... So him and I were just yelling at each other yesterday, mad.
That's good.
And then I'm contacting DoorDash, and they're not helpful.
Did they not refund it?
They refunded
okay.
it. They ultimately took care of it. But gosh, it took a minute to get there.
Wow, my day wasn't that dramatic.
What'd you do?
So I decided I might go and get the new iPhone yesterday. So I spent like an hour at Verizon, and they had the phone that I wanted there. But then when he went to go like... check it out for me. He's like, oh, this one's saying that it's ordered already. So I don't know if I can give you this phone. So he goes in the back and spends another 30 minutes. Now I'm an hour and a half into this ordeal. And he comes back out and he's like, I can't give you that phone.
Oh, no. Let me see the new one.
I don't have it.
What?
So then I'm like, well, I was
set her up for disaster.
I know. I was going to get the Max, and that was the one that he said he couldn't give me. So I said, well, do you have the regular one? And he's like, no, but I can order it for you. And I'm like, I'm kind of that girl that wants it here and now, or I don't want it at all. I know that's not a cute habit, but it's how I feel. So I was like, well, then let's just leave it how it is, and I'll take a few days and decide if I want the Max or the regular size, because the Max might not fit in clutches and everything else. I'm like, I know, you don't understand as a guy. Like,
and the Max is huge.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. Because he's like, what's not that big of a difference? So today he's trying to talk me into
it. He's trying to get that sale. He doesn't want you to leave.
So I left. He sent me 6 text messages afterwards.
You worked with him for an hour and a half.
Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. 6 text messages to come back.
No, but I heard that she's invited to his wedding.
I feel like we went through the whole thing. I know a lot about his life.
I know you do. You were there for an hour and a half, and to stay somewhere, let alone a phone store for an hour and a half and not come out with what you want, that's torture.
It's commitment.
You call it commitment. I call it torture.
Well, so then he was texting me, I found you another phone, the regular one. And I was like, now I'm over it.
Hey, producer Nicole, can you post a quick poll on the at the MRL show on maybe Twitter and or Instagram? And just vibe whether or not our MRL show fam is changing their Halloween plans today. Because that was a majority of my day. My day in 30 seconds was me arguing with people over how we need to move Halloween from today to tomorrow. And everybody's saying, wah, Maney doesn't want to go out in the rain. Wah, I grew up in the north and we went out in snow.
That's
and
what
we
my
went out in the Midwest.
Said.
Wah, listen to me. It is not just rain. It is severe thunderstorms, lightning, winds.
Yeah.
I am not letting my kids out inside that supercell.
Well, and to be honest, though, I don't think they would want to be walking around in the rain
with their
costumes.
I think the teens probably wouldn't care. But, like, I still don't want my kids sick because we went trick-or-treating for an hour.
People are misunderstanding rain and storms, though. That's right. The thing. And the storms, by the way, the window, it's just between 4 and 9. The exact prime time of Halloween trick-or-treating.
Right smack dab.
I did post it on my Twitter, and people were saying Friday.
Okay, good. Well, we're moving ours to Friday. Yeah. You can do what you want, but all right, we got a great Halloween show planned. In fact, the Halloween song is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get
welcome
up.
To the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Wallet Hub, this website that looks at different cities across the country and grades us. Yeah, they put Charlotte on the list, and it's not a great location for us.
Okay.
They found the cities that were the most and least best places to go on Halloween, based on 21 key metrics of Halloween friendliness, ranging from the number of potential trick-or-treating spots to the number of Halloween stores per capita, for the forecast levels of rain on October 31st, and today's going to be a stormy, rainy day here, to how much money a family spends on Halloween. All those were taken into consideration. All How much money do you think the average household spends on Halloween, if I might ask you?
Are you talking about like kids' costumes, candy, pumpkins?
All of it lumped into one amount.
$200.
Yeah, I'd say $200.
$86.27.
Okay.
That comes to an incredible $8.8 billion in total. That was in 2018. That's how much the average household spent.
Okay. I don't know if that's factoring candy because I don't know if you've been to the store.
I'm thinking like costumes for kids, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Pumpkins. Pumpkins are a racket too. Candy.
Out of 100 biggest cities, Charlotte landed in the 68th spot.
For what?
The worst Halloween places in the country.
Well, we weren't number one.
No, no. You want to be number one. You don't want to be close to 100.
Oh,
in other words, 100 was Birmingham, Alabama, followed by Memphis, and then Baton Rouge.
What's
that
wrong
was
with 100, Charlotte?
99 and 98.
We ain't spooky enough?
Based on weather trends, based on the fact that we don't have great potential trick-or-treating spots. You know, a lot of our wealthy neighborhoods that sell the big candy bars, like the ones that are the full size, they're gated. And unless you know someone, you're not getting into Loren's neighborhood.
Right.
I do not live in a gated neighborhood.
New York City was number one. L.A. was number 2. Boston, number 3. San Diego, 4. No surprise, Vegas and Chicago, 5 and 6 for the best cities to go trick-or-treating in.
I would have never imagined Vegas is a good place to go trick-or-treating. I mean, it's a good place to get drunk.
Yeah.
And gamble.
Yeah, but don't forget, they added up 21 different things, so it's the Halloween parties out in Vegas, the costume stores, all that went into play.
All right,
it's Halloween. It's going to be rainy and crappy, but we don't care. We're celebrating in this room.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see Nick Koser from Fox 46 popped up in Justin Bieber's story on Instagram?
I did.
Our good buddy.
Yeah. Justin Bieber posted a a story of him. It was like a little video he created of him running through all sorts of different pop culture. And Nick was in there.
Nice.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. A body language specialist looked at photos of Miley Cyrus and her three partners over the last 6 months. Here's what she came up with. She said, with Cody Simpson, she's looking for shock value. And she doesn't care about the criticism. With Caitlyn Carter, she had an emotional connection. And they were very supportive of each other. And then they looked, of course, at her estranged ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth, my future ex-husband. And she said that Liam seems deceptive and disconnected in the photos. And Miley looks ready to bolt.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift is getting a very large award at the AMAs this year. Now, she is on par to break Michael Jackson's record of the most AMAs ever won. She already has 23, and if she wins two more, then she will break that record. But she's also getting Artist of the Decade Award.
That's okay. Michael Jackson's having the last laugh because he's still the top-earning dead celebrity I saw.
I saw that.
$60 million he made in 2019.
Isn't that crazy? So crazy. You can watch the AMAs on November 24th. That's your dirty.
He's dead. Speaking of Michael Jackson.
Who gets that money, by the way?
It goes to his
estate.
Yeah, his estate.
And then
whatever
the kids
that
get
means,
it?
By
yeah.
the way. I don't know. So are we familiar with this in the Thriller song?
Yeah, the laugh.
Vincent Price's laugh, yeah. Yes. Well, we have the audio, and I love playing this each Halloween. We play the clip of them producing that, and you can hear Vincent Price talking. But we've also added our own laughs at the end of that song, and it is hilarious, y'all. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a great laugh coming up in just about 6 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show it's number one in Music Station. Happy Halloween. It is Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show. You remember the Michael Jackson song?
Of course. Thriller.
Thriller, of course, yeah. Well, at the very end, there's a bunch of laughing with Vincent Price. And do you have the audio?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Listen to this. He's really into it. He's really committed to his laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought we would take the end and then throw in our own laughs. Roy, you get your laughs ready. I'll play a couple over here.
Me too.
The smoker's laugh.
That goes pretty well.
You want one more? All right, hold on. All right, give us some other ones, Roy.
All right. I have another one.
All right. That's my favorite. That is my favorite.
Do that one again. Hold on. I need that one again. All right, now give us let's get closer to home here. We have a couple of Loren laughs.
Okay.
All right, give us a Loren laugh.
You want me to do it?
I'll do the first one, and then you do the latest edition. You just added one today.
I did.
This morning when you came in. All right, hold on. Let me get mine ready. All right, you ready for yours?
Yes.
All right.
The giggle. That's the giggle fit. Yeah.
I've never heard that come out of you before. That's awesome. I love that.
That is awesome. You're like a doll.
Yeah, right? You pull the string for eight different laughs.
Listen, you ready, Roy?
Uh-huh.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
The new Loren doll. Take it home with you. Listen to this, though. This is pretty cool. This is an actual record. This is like when Vincent Price, who is a famed 1950s, I guess, movie actor in horror
films,
movies.
Yeah.
And his voice is just so great.
He looks like a vampire.
He really does.
Does he in real life?
Yeah, he did, Loren. He's passed on.
I'm going to look him up.
But listen to this. This is the actual recording session with Thriller with Michael Jackson.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Can you dig it?
What? I'm pretty sure he did this in one take, too.
That's crazy.
Yep. I don't remember Can You Dig It.
I think they took that out. Okay, listen to this, though.
It's great fun.
And then he leaves.
He really does look like a vampire.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, so I just got told in my ear from producer Nicole that Angry Frank is on the phone. If you don't know who Angry Frank is, he's been on the news.
No. You're not helping nobody.
We've known him since like the beginning of September, I feel like, was the first time we heard from him.
Yeah, he's eccentric. it's a word to confuse. anyways, Angry Frank, he loves the show, but he hates the show, and he always has something to say. So he, for some odd reason, is calling us on Halloween. We're going to talk to him coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Angry Frank is on the phone. We all remember Angry Frank. He called in, I want to say in the beginning of September. We were all introduced to him. The first time he called was War of the Roses. He was mad at a guy cheating, and he said this.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
And then we said, but we're trying to help the people in Charlotte. And Angry Frank said,
No, you're not helping nobody, man.
So he was mad at us, but by the time we got off the phone with him for the first time, he's like, I like y'all, I'm going to keep listening. Well, apparently, he wants to use the radio station as a platform this morning. We're going to talk to Angry Frank coming up after Lizzo.
We love it when he calls in. Ladies and gentlemen, Angry Frank joins the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
How the hell are you? Yeah.
We're good, Frank.
Just because I don't call in doesn't mean I don't love you. What's going on?
Happy Halloween, Frank.
Having a spooky show?
Oh, Halloween, my favorite holiday. Boy, why'd you bring that up?
I don't know. You said it's your favorite holiday. Why'd you sound negative?
And it's Halloween.
Man, what?
Hey, why'd you bring it up? Well, Halloween's today.
Right.
I got bad memories.
Hold on. Before we get to your bad memories, let's talk to Frank. Two things. We want to know what Frank's favorite candy is.
What's that? The candy corn with the orange and the yellow.
Frank, nobody likes candy corn.
What do you mean? Hey, Mick. That was my favorite, man. And, you know, I would, you know, when I would come up to the house, you know, I would push all the other kids away and just grab in the bag and get all the candy corn.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to go out trick or treat with me. I went alone.
And is this why you hate the holidays so much?
Well, no. I mean, I'm supposed to take my daughter's three kids, my grandkids, out for trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. you know? It's supposed to rain. It's supposed to thunder. I want to change the date. I want to change the date to a better day so that I don't have to deal with the lightning, because Frank don't like lightning.
Like, he just referred to himself in the third person.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Did. Frank, we kind of agree with you. I mean, I wouldn't mind Halloween being tomorrow. Instead of today?
You know, rain does not agree with me. Neither does the thunder, girl.
Okay.
Neither does the thunder.
All right, I mean, I can get why you don't like rain, Frank. You don't want the kids trekking mud in your car, and you don't want it to get muddy. But what's your issue with thunder and lightning?
Well, you know, I had a bad experience one time. May I share it with you? Is that okay?
You're taking up all the time we have. Go ahead.
let me share something with your listeners. You shouldn't do Halloween while it's lightning. I was on my way on my bike to Jenny Clark's house when I was 10 years old, and the damn lightning bolt hit me.
You got struck by lightning?
Yeah, man, it was terrible, man. Have you ever been hit by lightning?
No. No.
It's not a good thing, man. It's not a good thing.
So the percentage of people is so small, but that explains a lot.
I'm saying, let's change the damn holiday.
You know who the happiest person was? Jenny Clark.
No. You guys wearing costumes today? What kind of costumes you wearing?
No, I was Charlie Brown for our Gravediggers concert. So my costume's Charlie Brown. Not from the Chocolate Factory, from Peanuts.
Thanks for clarifying.
Boring. Yeah. You know, sometimes when I'm listening to you guys, I hear my voice. And then, it is my voice.
Yes, it is.
What? You don't have permission to do me, man.
Yeah, we do. You call us.
Frank does me.
The minute you call us, we own you, Frank. Frank, say yeah.
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 You're the best, dude. All right, dude. You have a great day. Be careful out there in the rain and thunder.
And we'll try to get a hold of the mayor and try to move the holiday for you, okay?
Ooh, Roy's going right to the top.
Tell the mayor I love him.
Her.
Her? Oh.
You know, it's okay. He's not from Charlotte, so.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, Frank. Go lay down, buddy. That's a lot for you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Frank. Who is the mayor of Rock Hill? That's who we need for him.
Oh, Frank's the best.
By the way, no joke, we emailed the mayor early this morning and asked if the mayor could come on with us and kind of unofficially advise people to trick-or-treat tomorrow instead of today just based on the weather forecast. And again, if you're just getting in the car, we're not talking about rain. Like, if it was just rain, of course you could trick-or-treat in it.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to
be storms. You know, because a bunch of churches and a bunch of organizations are doing a bunch of indoor activities today. I say do that, and then tomorrow do the outdoor trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have 2 days of Halloween.
That's what we said. I posted on the Nextdoor app on behalf of my whole cul-de-sac, like six families. I said, hey, listen, we're not going out tomorrow because of the severe weather. So what I recommend people doing, and I said this to the families that live in my neighborhood, is on Friday, if you're taking trick-or-treaters, leave a light on.
Yeah.
Leave the light on the front door, and the kids will come up because they're not going to go out tonight. And the line of storms is coming through between 4 and 9, which means they can come through anywhere between 4 and 9, Frank. So, and Frank got struck by lightning. If anybody knows, that is a good PSA by Frank.
Well, I heard that Rock Hill is moving everything as possible, all the activities indoors, and a lot of the people down in Rock Hill are going to try to do Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that like on their Twitter.
870 just texted in and said, no, Christmas starts tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we do have to, because K104.7 is the Christmas station, and we always try to beat them to Christmas music because, you know, it's a radio war. And so we're going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll play Christmas music tomorrow.
We'll be the first station in Charlotte to play Christmas music, but keep that our secret, okay?
Yep.
Still to come.
Okay. You've heard us talk about this all week. We took a Ouija board to someone's house. She doesn't want her name on the air. She didn't even want her voice on the air. But she said her bedroom upstairs in this house that belonged to her family, it's been passed through generations, is haunted because her meemaw passed away inside that room giving birth. Now, we did what any sane people would do. We took a Ouija board over there. And we have the audio of something happening. And this is dead 100%. The truth of what happened. There's a noise that you guys are going to hear coming up after 7, and each one of us has an idea of what it was.
You're now skeptical, but I'm telling you, that place is haunted, and I'll never go back there ever again.
All right, you'll hear it in less than 5 minutes, y'all.
WNJS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1. Halloween Freak Week.
Oh, gosh, that is scary. So, we had a member of the radio family reach out to us and say that she thinks her house is haunted. More specifically, a room. This house has been passed through her family for generations, which is great because she doesn't have a mortgage, but it comes with a ghost.
Like everything in life.
Yeah.
There's a catch.
There's side effects.
There's this one room where I believe it was like her grandmother or great-grandmother died. She died in the room, and all these weird things happen, like the bed shakes, the lights turn on and off. Really spooky stuff. So she asked if we could come out and see for ourselves.
No, not entirely true, Roy. We asked her if we could bring the Wii.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Board over, and she said, I'm not going in the room.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you'd like to, you can. And in fact, she was so serious about it, she doesn't want her name on the radio, and she wants her voice disguised for her family and, like, neighbors, because the house is so popular. People know, so many people know about it. So we took some audio, Loren, while we were there. There's video as well. And these are the highlights. And each one of us heard something but has a different take on what we think it was. Listen to this.
For the sake of our show, because we go to haunted houses year after year and nothing ever happens.
Please, do something.
Yeah, is there a question here, Manny?
No, you're supposed to, it says you're supposed to just try and make contact and be patient, Loren.
So just for the record, we're back live. That is us doing the Ouija board. We're having our hands on the little thing that moves around the Ouija board.
Yeah, we're sitting on the floor. There's candles lit. It's really dark. There's only us, a bed, and two nightstands in this room that looks like it hasn't been touched in a long time.
Well, you know, Sarah says that something happens at least 3-4 times a week in here.
Mm-hmm. Last time she was in here.
Oh.
What was that?
I felt
that came from behind me.
That noise kind of sounded like it was back there.
Where?
She's downstairs.
Okay, so that's the first piece of audio you're going to hear that had a noise in it. Now, the person who owns the house, she doesn't want her name on there. She was in the house. She was downstairs. She said, I'm not coming upstairs. You guys go in the room. I believe that was her doing something.
No way. Dude, that came from the second story right behind you.
I felt it on the ground. If it was her, she hits, like, the ceiling.
Yeah, she would have had to, like, broom the ceiling.
I don't think she did that. I think she might have just closed the door to, like, the garage or something like that.
I felt it.
Okay. And she said she didn't. When we asked her afterwards, she said she was just sitting there.
That wasn't a garage closed.
Yeah, she was cleaning up. The next piece of audio is something we all agree we know what happened, but the reason why it happened is where we differ. Listen to this, y'all.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is
you. Pulling it to the
yes. Give us a sign if you want us to leave.
So, just so you know what's happening, we're in the Ouija board, and Manny is specifically moving the little plastic, what do you call it, planchette? Whatever.
What did you say?
Planchette.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
But you're moving it around pretending to be a ghost. Yes.
I was bored. We'd been in there for about an hour at this point. And I was bored. I was trying to move it just to goof around, and then something. Okay, just listen.
Oh, that is
pulling it to the yes.
Give us a sign if you want us to leave.
Look, it's yes.
Stop pulling it.
Oh, his fingers are like so heavy on here.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm done.
Nope.
All right. Thanks.
You meant to close this thing?
I'm not touching it.
How does this?
By the way, we did not close that Ouija board, so if there's something about leaving a portal open, I wouldn't go into that room.
Loren, explain to everyone what that noise was and what happened behind my back while I was sitting on the floor.
So there's a closet. We're kind of sitting in a triangle, and Manny's the point of the triangle, and behind Manny there's this closet. And that noise that you hear is the closet slamming shut. Now, it wasn't completely open.
No, it was cracked.
But it was open.
Now, I think, because I come from a scientific standpoint, that the air conditioning, Monday night it was rather warm, and the air conditioning came on, and just like multiple homes, if you have a door halfway open, the air comes on, it blows the door closed. That's what I think happened.
No way. No way. We were in that room for over an hour, and the air had come on multiple times, and it didn't slam then.
It's true. How do you explain the fact that we were in there and that we did? I remember we even made comments. We don't have the audio, but we made comments because we would hear a noise and we're like, oh, that's just the air kicking on and off.
The door definitely slammed.
The door slammed.
Here it is again, you guys. And you can hear, we pack up and leave. Because my heart did drop. Like, I'm not lying. I was scared.
Because we said, give us a sign. And then there was a sign.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about it, like on the ride home and then at night when I was explaining it to my wife, I said, you know, maybe it was the air conditioning closing the door. But listen.
Look, stop pulling it.
My fingers are like so heavy on here.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah,
wrap it up.
I'm done.
That's a heavy slam, too, by the way.
You're right.
Not a normal.
It was really, really loud inside that room when that door slammed. So there's the audio. We wanted to play it for you guys. Whatever you say, believe it, don't believe it. I still think there's some sort of a scientific explanation. It's easy to say Meemaw slammed the door. Because that's what the owner of the home says. She doesn't want anybody in that room.
Listen, if that had been the only thing that happened, I might be able to get down with it. But the other, like drop was, I mean, it was a thud. I heard it.
I know you did. I was in there. So something could have fallen out of the closet?
I'm telling you, there's something weird with it. Just simply because I remember hearing the air kick on and off. There may be another scientific fact behind it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, scared the crap out of us. We went downstairs. We told her, thank you very much.
It's haunted. Don't ever invite us back.
Did you return the Ouija board to Amazon?
I think I set it on fire.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, we have one used Ouija board for sale if anybody wants it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, man.
It was totally a strange moment, man. Just really, really odd. The whole thing. There was even like a weird smell in the room.
Stale, kind of strange.
All right, Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Kevin Hart is finally breaking his silence after his accident, and I'll tell you what Katy Perry is being sued for coming up in less than 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Kevin Hart has been recovering from his car accident where his Barracuda went off of a ravine. And he's been going through a lot of physical therapy, a lot of hardships, having to learn to walk again. He was in a body brace. And for the first time, he is speaking after the accident.
And we have that?
Yeah, we have it.
Oh, good. Okay. I remember you yesterday saying that he wasn't going to sue his friend.
Yeah, but there was no word yet if the friend was going to sue him.
So don't take today for granted, because tomorrow's not promised. More importantly, I'm thankful for God. Thank you for life.
Is there a ghost behind him?
I don't know. He's been documenting. There's not a ghost behind him.
Listen to it now.
Okay.
For granted, because tomorrow's not promised. More importantly, I'm thankful for God.
That's pretty scary.
He's just documenting his road to recovery, guys.
He's
y'all need ghost stories. Speaking of ghosts, Michael Jackson, he is still the top earning dead celebrity, only followed by, of course, Elvis Presley.
All right.
Katy Perry is being sued, and it's over posting a picture of herself from Halloween 2016. The photographer who took the photo says that she has violated federal law and is now looking for upwards of $150,000 from Katy Perry.
It sounds like that photographer is looking to make a little money.
Yeah.
I mean, does it really matter that much?
I know, but I feel like a lot of stars get in trouble for this. J-Lo just did. Katy Perry, there's been a bunch of them.
We have strict guidelines on pictures that we can post.
Yes.
You know, the company would get sued.
Yes, because of situations like that. And I'm pretty sure if we cost the company $150,000, we'd be fired.
Yep.
By the way, you can post any pictures you want of an MRL at any time you want, any one of us, without our express written consent.
Yeah. As long as I look pretty.
I'd like to
shoot us straight on.
I'd like to do what Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande do, and I'd like to proof the photo first, please. All right, so Lady Gaga, her fans think that she just dropped a big clue about her next single coming out. And earlier this week, she got in the Halloween spirit and posted a picture of a pumpkin with a knife stabbed into it. But next to the pumpkin, there was an iPhone sitting there that was playing a song called Stupid Love. Now, yes, Dan and Shay and Jason Derulo both have songs with the same title. But this one on Gaga's phone had no artwork, so her fans are thinking that it's possibly hers. Meanwhile, she sat down with David Beckham to do a celebrity on celebrity interview, and she says that she feels like she was put on this earth for this.
I always have said that I don't feel like God put me on this earth to be loved by the world. I believe that God put me on this earth for me to help people love themselves more. Mm-hmm. And I want to do that in everything that I do.
Yeah.
The vocal frying there from the Gaga.
I feel like she vocal fries a lot.
I want to do that in everything I do.
And don't forget, Dua Lipa, she's got new music coming out today, which will debut in the Hot 7 at 7.
Yes. Perfect. Dua Lipa, Hot 7 at 7. Let's play Can't Beat the Ran, 704-570-9595. Also, we're going to be playing Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yes. Now it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's all coming up. Give us 5 minutes.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss
95.1. Hey, Jason. Happy Halloween. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
We'll beat you.
All right.
We shall see.
Go ahead and kick her out.
All right, get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
She's put her headphones down. She's opening up the studio door, and she has closed the door. She's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go. Jason, playing for everyone in the caster. Question one, Niall Horan announced his tour yesterday, and Atlanta seems to be the closest city for us. He's going as a solo artist, but he started in what boy band?
Three, One Direction.
Two. Okay. Question two. Happy Halloween, Jason. Finish this spooky line. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Question three. By the way, is there a ghost behind you?
Yeah, I'm at work and it's Halloween.
Ah, okay. All right. Question three. Speaking of Ghostbusters, Leslie Jones appeared in the all-female version of that. She swore. I had to dump it. Jason, please don't swear. Okay. All right. Congrats to friend of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show and Fox 46 weather dude, Nick Koser. He was featured in Haley Baldwin's husband's Insta story. Who is her husband?
Oh, God.
Three. Two.
Justin Bieber.
All right. Question five. Shia LaBeouf opened up about his PTSD and his time in rehab. True or false? Disney jump-started his acting career.
Yes.
Okay, come on in, Loren.
Jason got them all correct. He even said a bad word, and we had to dump the air chain.
Oh, no.
So we're not going to tell you.
Yes, you did. It was crystal clear.
So we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
And I'm turning Jason down for now so he doesn't respond with profanity.
Okay.
Niall Horan, Loren, announced his tour yesterday, and Atlanta seems to be the closest stop for us. He's going as a solo artist, but started out in what boy band?
One Direction.
Finish this spooky line on Halloween. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, Leslie Jones appeared in the all-female version of that movie and left this late-night show.
SNL.
Congrats to our friend and Fox 46 weather dude, Nick Koser. He was featured in Haley Baldwin's husband's Insta story yesterday. You can go check that out. Who is her husband?
Justin Bieber.
And Shia LaBeouf opened up about his PTSD and his time in rehab. True or false? Disney jump-started his acting career.
True.
Ooh, Loren, when you're down, you still keep going up for some odd reason. It is a tie. It is a tie, 5-5. You have 2 wins.
Woo, Jason. Almost got me, man. All right, it is a tie, not quite a win. You know what I want to hear.
I'm Jason from Lancaster. I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Jason. Have a great Halloween.
Thank you, you too.
Still to come.
That might be the first time I had a dump on a bad word on Can't Beat Loren.
Yeah, he said the S word.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we've been holding on to this for quite some time. We think we found the most idiotic with the roses cheater ever. Is it possible that a ghost is the reason why there's some infidelity going on? We're going to get to the bottom of this in a spooky War of the Roses. It's brand new in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Melissa, you sent us a message saying that you think Remy, your boyfriend, is cheating on you. And somehow this has to do with a ghost?
Yeah.
Is he cheating on you with a ghost?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, like Ghostbusters?
So we've been together for almost a year, like about 9 months. And so, you know, doing the whole like staying each other places thing. And I sleep at his apartment a lot. And like last weekend, I heard him getting up in the middle of the night, which that's normally not a big deal. Like, you know, he uses the bathroom or whatever. But I went back to sleep and I woke up like, I don't know, 15 minutes later maybe. And I could hear like whispers.
Like he was talking to somebody?
I'm not sure. I thought so. But, you know, we were like at that half asleep state. It was just weird. And so I'm like, Remy, what's going on? And I definitely heard like a door, like the door open and close. And he just came back in and he said like, sorry, I heard something. He was like going to check it out. Right. But then I looked out the window and I saw a woman getting into her car in his like apartment complex parking lot.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, I guess it could be a coincidence, but it seems like the timing is like too much. So I asked him about it like the next day and he said that the apartment is haunted and it was a ghost. And I'm like,
that's plausible.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He tells me that this happens a lot, like doors open and close and he'll hear voices sometimes. But it's like a pretty new apartment complex in South End.
I mean, we can all agree he's full of it, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be good, though. This is going to be a good War of the Roses. All right. So, listen, do we have permission, if he sends them to you, to still drill him and find out what's going on? Like, normally on War of the Roses, if he sends you the roses, he's not cheating. But this one seems to have an additional weird layer.
Yeah, I'd still like to get to the bottom of
okay.
it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm curious.
All right, we're going to dial Remy up, Roy, and we'll get the spooky details here on A War of the Roses.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Remy, please.
This is him.
Hi, Remy. My name is Angela. I'm calling from Flowers for You.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm on the do not call list. No, thanks.
I'm not calling to sell anything. I'm actually calling because you won one of our contests. We were doing an Instagram tag contest and one of your friends tagged you in our post. I'm sure you've seen those before. We randomly select a person to get a dozen beautiful free red roses. So I have $100 in roses for you to send to someone.
Oh, okay, cool.
Great. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send beautiful romantic roses to?
I'm not really seeing anybody super serious right now. I mean, I've been seeing somebody, but I think I'm going to, we're going to break up soon. So there's a newer person I probably, I don't know. Probably too soon to be sending $100 worth of roses to them. That would be weird. I guess send them to Mel and just put on the note, I guess, hope you brighten your day. See you tonight. Love you.
Okay.
What the hell, Remy?
What?
This is Melissa. You're such a freaking skeez. You're seeing somebody else?
What?
Remy, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. There's no roses, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
sad.
You're seeing someone else. It's too new, and we're going to break up? Are you freaking kidding me?
Dude, you let the cat right out of the bag. Like, Melissa heard everything, including the other woman. You're about to break up with her. So if you're about to break up with her, why send her the roses? Like, why extend the lie?
Who's this?
This is the radio station Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. We bust cheaters, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just got caught.
All right. Wow.
Why
do this? What?
When I was staying over last weekend, did she come over? When you said that your place was haunted and it was a ghost, was that her at your house?
No, because my place is really haunted.
Oh, my God.
The woman didn't come over in the middle of the night. I told you, my place is haunted.
To be clear, you're still going with the haunted thing, and you're admitting to cheating.
I mean, yes, technically, but, like, my place is haunted.
Okay, well, nobody cares about that for now. We care about your cheating.
No, I mean, the crazier thing is that my place is haunted. There's no...
The night that Melissa was in bed with you, and she called out, and you got up, and she claims a woman left the apartment.
What woman?
Was that woman in your house? Or your apartment?
Woman in my apartment, and it was Melissa that night. My place is haunted. Like, I got up in the middle of the night because I heard something. There was, like, a door opening and closing, and I got up to check it out and see, and, like, who's in my apartment.
You're so full of shit. You were out of bed for, like, 15 minutes. I know that there was a girl there.
I mean, guys, does it really even matter at this point? He said he was going to break up with her anyway, so...
That's true, but we've never had it. We've heard every excuse in the book over the last 5 years. But it was a ghost.
Yeah, Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, Melissa, you're so much better off without this, Steve.
Yeah, no kidding. And you don't have to break up with me. I'll do it for you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Dua Lipa, you know, we're going to be debuting her brand new song tonight with a hot 7 at 7. Make sure you're listening for that, premiering it all weekend long. We're always the first to deliver new music.
We're also the first to deliver War of the Roses that is unlike any war that we've ever had before in the 5 years of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. This guy, his name is Remy, and if you missed it, Melissa was sleeping at Remy's apartment, and Remy got up in the middle of the night, and she heard voices. He closed the bedroom door, walked out to like the living room area, and she heard voices, and then she heard a door close, and Remy came back about 15 minutes later, and she looked out the window and saw a woman walking to her car in the apartment complex parking lot. She said it could be a coincidence. Maybe it was a neighbor, whoever. So she asked Remy about it, and he goes, oh, no, the house is haunted. My apartment's haunted. I heard noises, and so I went to investigate is what he told her. So he reluctantly sends her the roses. He's cheating regardless.
Sure.
There's another woman in his life. He said that he's ready to break up with Melissa anyway, but listen to his defense.
What woman? There was no... There was one woman in my apartment, and it was Melissa that night. My place is haunted. Like, I got up in the middle of the night because I heard something. There was, like, a door opening and closing, and I got up to check it out and see, and, like, who's in my apartment.
You're so full of shit. You were out of bed for, like, 15 minutes. I know that there was a girl there.
Let's just play for fun the fact that there wasn't another woman there, and that it really was... You know, a door opening or closing, or there was some noise that he heard that made him think it was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we want to do now in honor of Halloween is take your phone calls on what you thought was a ghost and what it turned out to be.
704-570-9595.
You thought something was a ghost, but it really turned out to be blank. Like the air conditioning vent making a noise. My friend took pictures of this green light that was flashing on the ceiling at night in his kitchen. And he brought it in to the radio station I was working at and showed me the proof. He's like, look at these pictures. There's this weird green faded light on my ceiling and it's blinking and it moves. He said it moves around. And he's looking all over and he can't find out what it is. He's convinced it's a ghost.
Aliens.
Aliens or whatever, right? No, Loren. It's his microwave flashing and the reflection coming off the dishwasher, the silver dishwasher, yeah, and onto the ceiling.
That's funny.
So he didn't have a ghost, but he had a microwave that was flashing.
Yeah, I had a friend that he said, he's like, every week, so at least one day during the week, I'd be woken up in the middle of the night to ice cold, it'd be ice cold, and I'd hear noises. And he's like, and he goes, I would even put the heat on before I'd go to bed to make sure the house is nice and warm, and then randomly through the week, one of the nights, he thought visited by this ghost.
Does he have a Nest thermostat?
He has a Nest thermostat, and for some odd reason, sporadically throughout the night, Nest brings his the temperature in the house. I don't know how Nest works.
Nest learns your your habits. Mm-hmm. So if you have gotten up in the middle of the night like more than three times to turn it up or down, it will automatically do it for you at that time.
Yeah, so
he's freezing thinking because, you know, it gets cold when there's a ghost around, according to the Sixth Sense.
Yeah, so it's just Nest changing the thermostat for him.
That is great.
All right, Nate and Hickory, you thought it was a ghost, but what was it really?
Well, I really don't know. It's my mother's story, actually. She says that her grandpa, he had polio, okay? He didn't have any legs, so she would go over there and stay the night, and he had a really old house, old beds and things, and apparently you could pull a bed out from underneath beds. It was like two beds in one thing, the roll-out bed. Well, when she would go stay the night, she'd go to roll the bed out, and it wouldn't move. Like, it wouldn't move at all. So grandpa would roll in there and say, come on, let him get the bed out, and it would roll out perfect. And also, he would tell him to turn the lights on because he couldn't get up out of the wheelchair, of course. And the lights would come on and off. And
so he had a ghost caretaker, is what you're saying.
That's what we're thinking. We don't know. They never did anything bad.
Huh. All right. Thanks, Nate. That's interesting.
Let's talk with Miranda in Blacksburg. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
Hi. So you thought it was a ghost, but what was it?
It was my fridge compressor. So I moved into this house maybe about a month ago. And the man who lived there before me died, so I thought, of course, you know, it was haunted. We had this refrigerator, and I got up in the middle of the night, kept hearing this knocking sound. Somebody was at the door. Nope, nobody was there. Started looking around. Happened a couple nights in a row. Got up with a gun. Nobody there. Mm. And come to find out, it was the fridge compressor going out, making all this noise and knocking. So my husband, you know, he was like, oh, you're crazy. And I was like, no, it's true. It was making all this noise, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It was my imagination, apparently.
Honestly, a ghost would be cheaper than your refrigerator compressor 100%. Being repaired anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks, really. Miranda.
We got a text message from 704. She said that she thought it was a ghost, and then when she got closer, she realized it was a bird. She doesn't say what it was doing, but...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Hi. So you thought it was a ghost, but what was it?
So I heard, like, just, like, gentle music playing. I was upstairs in my dad's house, and I was a little creeped out. I went downstairs. It turns out it was a washer and dryer telling me that it was done.
What's so funny, though, is that, like, Jessica, before you knew it was the washer and dryer, you creeped down, like, real slowly. You might have a bat in your hand or a weapon in case you need to whack somebody over the head, right? You're real nervous.
Oh, I was... totally tiptoeing down the stairs. I was like pressed against the wall, like ready to just make a run for it. But.
And it's just the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We got another text message from someone who said that they heard scratching in the walls.
Yeah.
And this went on for days. And then they realized that it was a squirrel that had eaten into the drywall and got stuck in the walls.
Yeah. You know, when right before we moved out of our old house, our like TV would come on in the middle of the night, but it was just the dead batteries in the remote. Mm. But it would somehow turn the TV on.
Yeah.
And it freaked Dallas out for a minute.
Do you remember we spoke with someone about 2 weeks ago who said that they were going to play a prank on the people who buy his house? He's building a deck and he's burying a fake skeleton under the deck.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And then he goes in a couple.
And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, in a couple of years from now, you know, 20, 30 years from now, when the new people get the house and they dig up the deck, they're going to find the skeleton.
The police are going to come out.
Yeah, they are. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Halsey, she's got a new man, and she actually referred to him as her boyfriend this time. I'll tell you who it is and what's going on with her coming up in the dirty in less than 10.
Cool, and then we're also going to throw in some more Halloween music as we make it through Halloween Day here. It's rainy, it's yucky, but we're still celebrating with MRL.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Now the costumes are starting to roll in here to the Beasley Media Group.
I love it. We got a big bowl of candy. Chocolates. I hope so many people stop by our studio today.
We got Taylor Swift in here.
Hi.
And Will dressed as Elvis, loving the hair, dude. So are you guys, come over on that microphone real quick, Emily Beth.
What's
Hold on, let me shut off Jazzy Jeff. And yeah.
By the way, it's Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Moore and the Red Morning Show. Let's identify ourselves.
So are you guys don't you guys dress up and go to different clients today?
Yes, we do. And some of us have dances that we do, and we bring candy. It's like reverse trick-or-treat.
That is so awesome. And then there's also a Halloween costume contest today here at the radio station at 9:15 that we can't be part of because we're still working.
Yeah, that's we're lame. The air. I know.
That's
right.
Totally
it's during the showtime. But
we don't know who's judging, though.
What's the prize?
We don't know.
Oh, wow.
We don't know who's judging.
Our big boss, Walter's parking spot, I heard.
For the day?
Yeah, well, he's in Florida.
That's the prize.
I like my parking.
Okay. You know, they could have done the Halloween costume contest at a much more convenient time at like 6:15.
In the morning?
It's right. Not convenient at all.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Isn't it funny how 9:15 is inconvenient for us and 6:15 is inconvenient for you? Different worlds, right? Yeah. What about you, Elvis? What Elvis are you?
I'm like...
get on that mic, Will.
I'm like discount Elvis.
Discount Elvis?
Yeah, Tyson's been in the fam for like 10 years. Got me, you know, sharing the love in 2008.
All right.
That's awesome. It's vintage.
Cool.
There
you go.
His hair's like a foam piece.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to plug one of your clients that you're going to visit today?
We're going to visit the Manchester today.
Hey!
Woo-hoo!
Plug
awesome.
Bella in.
Hey, and, by the way, get the gossip on the new 23-story tower they're building right there.
Yes.
Because that just got public news yesterday.
Are they building it on top of the Manchester?
Or beside it? Or is the
Manchester
moving? Is
the Manchester from the basement?
Yeah. Like what?
Like a full-on speakeasy. Like the whole.
That would be awesome. Yeah. What about you, Will? You got a client you want
to
plug?
Oh, yes. Shout out to Honeycutt Cooling and Heating Services, our high-low sponsor.
There you go. Lorraine, plug Bell.
Sorry.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
How come Taylor Swift came in for candy but left with a Dunkin' Donut, a spooky Dunkin' Donut?
I think she got candy too.
Okay.
Okay, so Kylie Jenner, she's had to file a restraining order against a fan who made it past her security detail through the gates of her gated community and to her front door and was found pounding on the front door, claiming that he was there to see her. Now, he was escorted off the premises by security and arrested, and security guards say that he was acting erratic and nervous, but he has been ordered to a restraining order and has to stay 100 yards away from her house, and her car now.
Please. Do you remember the War of the Roses where the guy met Megan Fox, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it Megan Fox in an airport?
Yeah.
And thought he had a connection with her, so he sent the roses to her?
Yeah.
All right, guess what candy this is. You ready? You guys, guess what candy this is.
Oh, it's too soft.
I say it's...
you can see it.
Twix.
Twix? No, Kit Kat.
That's what I meant. Yeah. There's no Twix in here. I meant Kit Kat.
Okay, back to you.
All right. So Halsey, there's audio for this.
Mm-hmm.
Halsey was on Ellen, and Ellen, of course, is prying about her love life and wanted to know all about her boyfriend, but then she got scared in the middle of it. You know how Ellen does the scares?
She spooked her, yeah.
Yeah, and then this happened.
I don't know what's scarier, though, is having to talk about my boyfriend on TV or having that happen.
Right.
It was a double whammy.
Two scary things. A double whammy.
She was referring, of course, to Evan Peters, who is on FX's American Horror Story.
You okay with that relationship, producer Nicole?
I'm obsessed with that relationship.
Okay.
And Shia LaBeouf, he says that he is suffering from PTSD because of fame. He says that he thought something was wrong, but he thought it was alcoholism, and it turns out it's PTSD. He is receiving treatment for it, but he says fame and alcohol were the roots of his issue.
What made him super famous? Was it the Transformer movie franchise?
I think he got his start on Even Stevens. I don't think that made him like a household name Transformers.
No. Bye.
No. Good
just my personal opinion.
I liked him in Wall Street too. Money Never Sleeps.
Oh yeah, he was in Holes too. Remember Holes?
Yeah. That was a big movie.
That was a good movie.
Yep.
Okay, what's hot? What's trending?
Also,
what do you need in your life? What do you have to say?
A movie, people are going to love this. Like 10 people will know what I'm talking about. Project Greenlight. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon hosted a TV show on HBO, and Shia LaBeouf was one of the actors in the TV show, or in the movie, in Project Greenlight.
Perfect.
Back to you, Lorraine.
Thank you. All right, so you know how you put notes in your cell phone? Yes. And then, of course, they're stuck on your cell phone. But now you can take those messages and download an app and then upload them to a printer and print them out for you. So instead of having to email them to yourself or print them, you know, once you get to your computer, now you can just print them. It almost looks like a little receipt reader, you know, like the receipts print out. And so if you have your lists on there for the store or whatnot, you can just print it from the memo bird.
There you go, brother.
Yeah.
All right, listen. We're going to play Angry Frank's call from this morning. People love Angry Frank. He called in at 6:50 this morning. He said he had a platform he had to speak about.
Yeah.
Y'all, he got struck by lightning. He gives us that story. You got to hear Angry Frank coming up in under 10 minutes.
I ain't afraid of no. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We love it when he calls in. Ladies and gentlemen, Angry Frank joins the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
How the hell are you? Yeah.
We're good, Frank.
Just because I don't call in doesn't mean I don't love you. What's going on?
Happy Halloween, Frank.
Having a spooky show?
Oh, Halloween, my favorite holiday. Boy, why'd you bring that up?
I don't know. You said it's your favorite holiday. Why'd you sound negative?
And it's Halloween.
Hey, why'd you bring it up? Well, Halloween's today.
Right.
I got bad memories.
Hold on. Before we get to your bad memories, let's talk to Frank. Two things. We want to know what Frank's favorite candy is.
What's that? The candy corn with the orange and the yellow.
Frank, nobody likes candy corn.
What do you mean? That was my favorite, man. And, you know, I would, you know, when I would come up to the house, you know, I would push all the other kids away and just grab in the bag and get all the candy corn.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to go out trick-or-treat with me. I went alone.
And is this why you hate the holidays so much?
Well, no. I mean, I'm supposed to take my daughter's three kids, my grandkids, out for trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. It's supposed to rain. It's supposed to thunder. I want to change the date. I want to change the date to a better day so that I don't have to deal with the lightning, because Frank don't like lightning.
Did he just refer to himself in the third person?
Yeah, sure did. Frank, we kind of agree with you. I mean, I wouldn't mind Halloween being tomorrow. Instead of today?
You know, rain does not agree with me. Neither does the thunder, girl.
Okay.
Neither does the thunder.
All right, I mean, I can get why you don't like rain, Frank. You don't want the kids trekking mud in your car, and you don't want it to get muddy. But what's your issue with thunder and lightning?
Well, you know, I had a bad experience one time. May I share it with you? Is that okay?
You're taking up all the time we have. Go ahead.
Let me share something with your listeners why you shouldn't do Halloween while it's lightning. I was on my way on my bike to Jenny Clark's house when I was 10 years old, and the damn lightning bolt hit me.
You got struck by lightning?
Yeah, man, it was terrible, man. Have you ever been hit by lightning?
No! No.
It's not a good thing, man. Good
thing. The percentage of people is so small, but that explains a lot.
You know, I'm saying, let's change the damn holiday.
You know who the happiest person was? Jenny Clark.
You guys wearing costumes today? What kind of costumes you wearing?
No, I was Charlie Brown for our Gravediggers concert. So my costume's Charlie Brown. Not from the chocolate factory, from Peanuts.
Thanks for clarifying.
Boring. Yeah. You know, sometimes when I'm listening to you guys, I hear my voice, and then, it is my voice.
Yes, it is.
What? You don't have permission to do me, man.
Yeah, we do. You call us.
Frank does me.
The minute you call us, we own you, Frank. Frank, say yeah.
Yeah.
You're the best, dude. All right, dude. You have a great day. Be careful out there in the rain and thunder.
And we'll try to get a hold of the mayor and try to move the holiday for you, okay?
Ooh, Roy's going right to the top.
Tell the mayor I love him.
Her.
Her? Oh.
You know, it's okay. He's not from Charlotte, so.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, Frank, go lay down, buddy. That's a lot for you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. <See you, Frank.
laughs> Who is the mayor of Rock Hill? That's who we need for him.
Oh, Frank's the best.
Let's get this Halloween party started.
This is the MRL Show on KISS 95.1.
I don't know why every time I hear the scary stuff, I still get scared.
People are loving when we play the Stranger Things theme, so it gets them pumped up for Halloween. Hopefully you guys are in the spooky mood like we are. Earlier this morning, we played back the exclusive audio that we got when we took the Ouija board to someone's house, and she claims the house is haunted. We've been talking about this for about a week now. And she says one room in particular is haunted. That's where her great-great-meemaw passed away while giving birth. And she says she goes in this room and strange things happen. So what do? The three of us take the Ouija board and head to their house.
Yep. We go into this stale old room. It's just a bed, two nightstands. There's a closet and a way to a bathroom. And we sit down on the floor in a triangle. And we light two candles. And we try to see if we can communicate with the meemaw. Through the Ouija board.
You know, what every sane person would do.
We pulled some audio out of the video that we filmed there that night. And listen to this, you guys. You're going to first hear us just sitting there chatting nonchalantly, trying to get the Ouija board to work. And then this happened.
For the sake of our show, because we go to haunted houses year after year and nothing ever happens.
Please, do something.
Yeah, is there a question here, Manny?
No, you're supposed to. It says you're supposed to just try and make contact and be patient, Lorraine.
Well, you know, Sarah says that something happens at least 3-4 times a week in here.
Mm-hmm. Last time she was in here,
what was that?
I felt that came from behind me.
That noise kind of sounded like it was back there.
Where?
Oh, she's downstairs.
Yeah, that noise right here is the noise that we heard in that room.
Mm-hmm. Last time she was in here.
Which, by the way, there's a two-part to the noise. There's a thump and then another thump.
I don't think I heard that the first time. I think I just heard one thump. But yeah. Right now I'm hearing two noises.
Last time she was in here?
Yeah, boom, boom.
Was that a knock?
Is that Meemaw's heart?
She was in here?
Oh.
She was in here?
I felt the vibrations in the room.
I did too.
Now, I don't know. I don't know what it could have been.
I thought it was the woman whose house we were at. I thought she was downstairs and she closed the door or something. It was kind of that sound. But she swears she was just cleaning up and she didn't make any big noises.
But it wasn't even, you could feel it. Like, we were on the second story and you could feel the vibration in the floor.
Sure. You know, and don't forget, we're going into this house with a heightened sensitivity to the fact that stuff happens. So when anything happens, we're all like, ugh.
Now, I can at least hop on board with what we just heard May not be paranormal in a way. But this next thing, in which you think is definitely not paranormal, but I think it for sure is.
In the clip, though, Roy, I was scared. I'm not going to lie. Like, the clip you're about to hear, I was nervous. But the more I thought about it, the more I wasn't concerned. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is...
pulling it to the yes.
Give us a sign if you want us to leave.
Look, it's on yes.
Stop pulling it.
Roy's fingers are, like, so heavy on here.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah,
wrap it
I'm
up.
Done.
Nope, nope. Nope.
All right, thanks.
Nope. Do we have to close this thing?
I'm not touching it.
She How does right. this?
Yeah, that was it. We hot-tailed it out of there after this noise.
And just to clarify, that second noise that we just heard was not a thump on the floor. It was a door slamming shut.
It was a closet door.
Yeah.
Right behind us was a closet door, and it was cracked open. It wasn't wide open. It was cracked open, and it, boom, just shut.
So we bailed out of there, and the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know what? It was a warm, kind of a muggier night on Monday, and I wonder if her air conditioning just shut the door closed. Like, that happens in my house. If I don't close my master bedroom door all the way, all of a sudden it'll sound, Lorraine, it sounds exactly like this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the AC, because the AC had come on multiple times while we were there. I mean, we were there for over an hour.
Okay.
I mean, and that's a hard, if that was the AC, that's a slam.
Yeah, no, that's true. Listen, believe what you want. That's the noises that we've got. That's the audio we're bringing back to you guys.
We'll get the video of that posted up on our socials at the MRL Show. You can decide, was it the AC? Or was it Meemaw trying to tell us to get out?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Happy Halloween. We hope you stay dry. It's supposed to pour the rain when the kids are supposed to be out.
And storm.
We try to get the mayor on the show today to maybe try to move Halloween till tomorrow.
Any word from the mayor's office, producer Nicole, on whether or not she'll make it before 10 this morning? Any word from the mayor?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, we tried.
We got other things planned. We got more exciting things planned.
We do. You remember the song, The Thriller, and at the very end, you have that creepy laugh? So
I thought that was the best laugh ever.
It's not.
We have a bunch of laughs ready to go, and it is so funny. We think it's hilarious to put your own different laughs on it.
Yep, and we got new laughs.
We are the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. And with Halloween, of course, the all-time favorite Halloween song has to be Thriller by Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've ever listened to the song, at the very end is a bunch of spooky laughs.
That's famous movie actor Vincent Price, Loren, who you said earlier this morning reminds you of...
Yeah, he looks like a vampire.
He does. Real life vampire. But so we thought it'd be fun to put our own laughs and some of our radio family members' laughs in that spot, and it's really funny.
Okay, so first up is a crazy laugh that we got from someone who called the show not too long ago, and not only laughed, but also said this.
I don't stick it in my butt or anything, you know?
She called in to do a confession about how she hates her boss and, like, puts her dirty finger to mix his coffee, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's her laugh. You ready? Here we go. Oh my God, I'm so easily amused. I love that. All right, give us Loren's new laugh that we found today.
That's my giggle.
All right, then producer Nicole took us, because we did this earlier this morning when we started the show. She took our laughs, laughing at the laughs, and we've edited it in to the Thriller. You ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
I like the listeners' laughs more.
Yeah, I do too.
Do one more. I got one more crazy laugh.
All right, hold on. Let me get back for you. Okay, here we go. That's a good one. But the smoker's laugh is also really good.
Oh yeah.
I think that was my favorite. I think it is.
All right, one more. You ready? All right, go ahead and rank those for us, Loren. Which one was your favorite out of all of them?
I think the smoker's laugh is definitely number one.
You have something stuck in your teeth, too. Don't shake. Just show Roy.
No.
Don't show Roy.
No.
It's right in the middle. Show Roy.
No.
You see it?
What is that? What is it? It's like black. You have a black thing in the middle of your teeth.
I just ate black bean soup. That's probably why.
It is smack dab right in the middle. Okay, you like the smoker's laugh. Roy, what about you?
Oh, for sure this one.
And I'm going to go with the third one. I like the newest laugh that we got.
Oh, that one?
That's good stuff. And let's not forget about Loren's giggle laugh. Which he said also sounds like one of those dolls.
Yeah.
When you pull the cord.
It really does sound like one of those things. That's scary.
That's good stuff. All right. Enjoy Halloween, everybody. Be safe. It's supposed to storm between 4 and 9, depending on where you are, like from the mountains to the valley.
Yeah. Teach and teach Oceanside. Through the prairies.
Oh, my God.
I'm giddy today. I love it. Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe.
I ain't afraid of no. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.